From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, August 22nd. The News Desk 10 Stories, here's the one that opens it. Let's get into it. First, from the Hindu top, Toxic, time for Yash, the actor, to take center stage. Yash is known for his larger-than-life screen presence and superstar charisma, but beneath the stardom lies a performer with considerable acting chops. With Toxic, can Yash push beyond the familiar swagger and tap into a more nuanced, layered side of his craft? This video looks at Yash the actor, his strengths, his evolution, and why Toxic could be an opportunity to put the performer, rather than just the superstar, firmly in the spotlight. Video and editing. Ravichandran N. Texas seeks federal probe of airport washing facilities. Muslim group denounces move. Texas Governor Greg Abbott requested a federal investigation into ritual washing facilities at Dallas-Fort Worth and George Bush airports, alleging discrimination. The Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAI, R. called the move an anti-Muslim political stunt and defended the facilities as inclusive accommodations. Following Abbott's referral, Dallas-Fort Worth Airport halted plans to add ablution stations amid broader concerns about rising Islamophobia in the U.S. Next, second, from Straits Times. Up next, third, from Crypto Briefing. Goldman Sachs reports AI is already reshaping labor markets across developed economies. AI's integration is accelerating labor market shifts, disproportionately affecting entry-level jobs and altering traditional employment patterns. The Post Goldman Sachs reports AI is already reshaping labor markets across developed economies appeared first on Crypto Briefing. And then, fourth, from The Guardian World. Kohl's website down after viral Reddit post sees customers buy cases of alcoholic drinks at nearly 80% discount. Supermarkets website and app go offline as customers save more than $100 on some 24 packs. The Kohl's website and app have gone offline hours after a viral Reddit post highlighting a nearly 80% discount on 24 packs of premixed alcoholic drinks. For several hours on Saturday, both the Kohl's website and app displayed a message advising they were currently offline, but not for long. The website and app came back online before the website went down again on Saturday afternoon. It was still offline at 3:30 p.m. East on Saturday. Continue reading next. Fifth, from The Guardian UK, we fear lessons will not be learned. Chloe Moffat's parents on their fight to hold Treasury to account. Couple considering suing for wrongful death after coroner found disciplinary process materially contributed to suicide when a coroner ruled this month that the Treasury materially contributed to Chloe Moffat's death. Her parents breathed out in bittersweet relief. For a year, David and Anne Moffat had been forced to become detectives in the worst case any parent could have to solve. Why their daughter took her own life. Chloe, 26, went to her job as a personal assistant at the Treasury on a Monday last May, happy as Larry after a weekend she'd told her friends was a 10 out of 10. Up next, 6th, from The Gardening Mind by Joe Thompson. I'm a garden designer and I can't afford me. How to garden on a budget. It carried on raining. Some remarkably buzzy energy has arrived with the return of the rain and grayer skies, and I realize there's just so much I want to tell you about that I have absolutely zigzagged everywhere in this article. Gardening on a budget, design, plants, gardening basics, pretty balk, UITs, and more. Before I start, we had rain. Never have I been so excited to see wet seat cushions. And then guess what? I also pulled out of a house purchase this week because I kept having bad dreams about it. And I've also fallen in love with another house. And then, 7th, from home, 30 snippets from inside my head. Good morning. Here is a quick list of things that are in my head this week, so you could use that on this if you liked, or on any of the 400-ish other posts in the archive. Have a look at my homepage for the full a la carte menu. And this is free for another 10 days too. Next, 8th, from the Daily Brief by Zirada. Weekly Tidbits #1. Hi everyone, I'm Amrijula, and welcome to the first edition of Weekly Tidbits. We've been writing the Daily Brief for a while now, and one thing has become pretty clear. The tidbits at the end have their own fan base. We also spend a lot of time reading news from across industries, the economy, and the country. Most of it never becomes a full Daily Brief story or even a tidbit, so we figured, why not give all that interesting stuff a home? That's what this is. Once a week, we'll take a step back and pick out some of the most interesting news we came across. Nothing fancy. Up next, 9th, From Screen Rant, Game of Thrones, The Promised Prince officially revealed. So, after the House of the Dragon finale, the whole prince that was promised thing just got a fresh spin. Rhaenyra's High Valyrian monologue dropped a hint that the prophecy isn't as straightforward as we thought. Instead of a single, obvious savior from Aerys and Rhaella's line, the show is suggesting the promise might be split across multiple heirs, or even tied to a different branch of the family we haven't focused on yet. Fans are buzzing because the speech seemed to point at a character we didn't expect, someone whose claim is more political than magical, maybe even a hidden Targaryen who survived the Purge. The writers are playing with the idea that the prince could be a title rather than a single person, a role that could be filled by whoever steps up to unite the realm against the looming darkness. It's a clever way to keep the prophecy alive while opening up new story possibilities. What this means for the larger Game of Thrones mythos is that the Night King's threat might still need a savior, but that savior could be a coalition, a strategic marriage, or a leader who embodies the promise in a different way. The series is nudging us to think beyond the classic hero narrative and consider how power, bloodlines, and destiny intertwine. Bottom line, the promised prince isn't dead, hidden, or singular, he's being redefined. Expect future episodes to tease more clues, maybe even reveal a surprising contender who fits the ancient prophecy in a way we didn't see coming. Keep an ear out for the next hints, the game's just getting interesting again. And then, 10th, from Sky Sports, England player ratings. Ollie Robinson and Josh Tung take top marks after three-day victory over Pakistan in first test. Joe Root was excellent on his return to the captaincy, while Harry Brook batted with maturity and Jordan Cox looked the part after replacing the injured Jacob Bethell at 0.3 WCH second test at Lord's. Live on Sky Sports Cricket from 10 a.m. on Thursday, 11 a.m. first ball. We rate England's players after the thumping innings win over Pakistan at Headingley as Joe Root's side took a 1-0 lead in the three-match test series. England player ratings, Tung, Robinson share top spot and a ball. That's the day. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.